Says the Lord says you have a good heart. He said your heart's on the table now, on the operating table. Lord said there's great joy in your heart and great joy in your walk, and that you're going to have a gift of encouragement, that you're going to stand up and to help people, that you'll always be there in a place of need. And I see you reaching out to them, bringing them things, giving them things. And the Lord says you're going to have the heart of a giver, and you're going to back that up with being willing to give by hand. And hand them out. Some people are going to be living, and you're going to be the one that stands in the gap and helps them through that difficult moment in time. The gift of encouragement is going to help you even to enlighten people's lives that seem to be falling behind and falling through the cracks. And now I see you doing something in a social arena, having to do with social services kind of things, and counseling and volunteer situations. And I see you willing to put your time and yourself in a place of vulnerability to allow something to happen, not just to you, but through you. The Lord says a great changing season is ahead, and that you kind of waited on the edge, and that you wanted to try this thing on before for size. But you weren't sure it was going to fit. And there were some personal fears and insecurities and some things, even from your background, even from your heritage, even from your religious past. And I see some religious symbols that are up there and around. And I see people near them. And I know that there are people from your past and people from your background, and trying to wonder, do I have to leave that? Do I have to leave this? Where does it really begin to work? And the Lord says, I've already begun to work. From the first moment that you took a look from the inside out, it gave me the opportunity to come in. And now you're going to begin to see dramatic change. Now, all of a sudden, the gift of intercession is going to come upon you. A revelatory gift is going to come on. You're going to begin to see pictures and things. You're going to begin to feel things in the spirit, to know how these things exist and how they belong. And all of a sudden, some of these old doctrinal ideas that seem so dramatic and colored and high hats and things are all going to be removed. And that true relationship is coming into your heart in a place of revelation. He said, get ready for a visitation. Get ready for a moment with me. Get ready for a high place in me. And I see five women gathering around you in a circle. And they're gathering around you, and they're praying, and they are hounding heaven. And this didn't just start yesterday. These people have been praying for a long time. And I see the ground all around you, not just fertile ground, not just turned over ground, but I see this ground wet and ready. And the Lord said it's going to bring forth quickly. It says, the Lord, get ready for one battle. And I see this person standing there, and I see you smiling at the person, and it's going to totally disarm them. And you're going to be able to walk free. That there's somebody there that's standing, and they're standing in an old thing, in an old thought, in an old mindset. And they want you to fight. But said that the joy that's in your heart is going to totally disarm them, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.